Mr. Dobson, reel 11. So you got into Port Said. How long were you in Port Said Harbour?
Just waiting for the deer. So I was sitting there really. And the van, the battalion's van come up and the team, you know.
And you didn't get off the ship?
No, I never got off there. It was good trouble. I had to start the Seuss.
But you mentioned these, the, some of the locals actually getting onto the ship.
Yeah, they did, yeah. How would go on? You know, it's in that thing, how would go on with them? You go on with one son. Yeah, I'm doing the foreign fruit and that, you know, different things like that. Flowers. And I think I bought some fruit, I think that was all. You know, the trust of the eye, you know, you throw your money down and that. You catch it. And you have to pull the fruit that's in the open eye, if you go from there, like, you know. That was an experience like that. I've never seen that before. Seuss Canal, I just heard about that in history lessons, geography lessons at school.
So did you sail through the
Seuss Canal?
What did you think of that?
Oh, it was marvelous. Going down there, like, I think the West Country, they spoke of the end of the road. They had the machine gun on the side of the ships. Because that's when the trouble started, out there, from the Egyptians and that. And that's when they were still down. So it was, that was a sight to see, like, you know, in the desert. It was a marvelous sight. Really enjoyed it, to be honest.
How long did it take you to get through the canal?
I think we went to sleep. I went down the Saturday like at night, you know, in the daylight, like. Took me about all night, I think, to get through.
Because your journey lasted a few weeks, didn't it?
6 weeks, I think.
6 weeks?
Yeah.
So where was your next calling off point?
Aden.
You stopped in Aden?
Yeah, I was soon in the
Canal. Were you allowed off the ship then?
We did a route march. Through the Aden. You know, I went to the desert a bit, and then back, and then with a bit short leave. And then I was sitting in the planes, and I went and they died me in the rooms and that, and I was like, I found that fucking night. I had a beer, little pieces, you know, I didn't care for it.
What did you think? What did you think of it?
The shanty place. I didn't care much for it.
What were the locals like?
Well, yeah, they were distant, I think. Because that, like I say, that was when I was a bit trouble. We did get off there, right? I was only thinking about supplied it. We went to Shantytown, really.
How long were you there for, then?
Well, I think we like a day again. Just for a little march, and a bit of time to stretch your legs, you know, for a bit of leave. So a bit of sights and that. And back on the boat.
And did you stop off again anywhere?
Where did you go from there? Singapore from there?
Did you stop at, did you get off at Singapore? Were you allowed
to
show leave then?
Yeah, we did march at Singapore. And then we got leave.
Leave in Singapore?
Yeah, just like for the rest of the day, you know. We marched through Singapore and back. Probably, and then we allowed to show leave. And that would be. They were building one. In the middle of Singapore, you know. And when we come back from Korea, it was actually built. So we saw them, you know, going and coming back.
What did you think of Singapore then?
I would have to go back. Well, when I was in the harbour, after being on shore, you know, we were standing up on the deck and on the idiots. And there was a military liner, and I could see them, and he lit up, and he was dancing, and all that, and I was like, obviously, I should be out of battle here. I didn't get the chance to get there, like, you know. But I did, I always wanted to go back. I thought it was probably a great city.
And you were just there a day again?
Yeah, it was just like a day, surely, you can, you know, be on the night time again.
And back onto the ship at night?
Yeah.
Hey, did you stop anywhere else?
Well, after Singapore, Hong Kong. I'm not sure we didn't do it with Marcel. We did get Shirley, that's where I got that one.
Tattoo.
I did that myself.
Hong Kong.
Like I said, there was a tour where you saw over there. And I think it was only Teddy Brown didn't get around. He's England. And the place where I went was just. There was them out there, you know, their Hong Kong people, not the Chinese, and they went up these stairs. They were living on the stairs, too. You know, wide stairs, but they were like living in the parlour. And he asked us what I wanted, and I went, he's got this one on me, you know, mum and dad. And I always walked again, living on there, coming back, wedding. You weren't supposed to mind.
I was going to say, what was the reaction, the army, what was their reaction to that?
Because you could get a disease, you know. I put my sleeves down, covered like, you know, I was covering like a little bit of COVID peel on. You know,
was it common?
Oh, yes. There was a lad, probably with a tiger on his chest. Have you seen this? And there was lads with these daggers on, you know, Singapore, Korea, you know, you weren't even there then. I think at the moment, it was out of the air, not at the moment. That was like everybody was seeing it when they do it. Me, I didn't even have a seat, but it just happens. And then we lived till last year, but I think it was Teddy Brown, he wouldn't get on. So, like I enjoyed Hong Kong, that's another place I'll never remember.
And you were there just for the day again?
Yeah, it was just like a day. I did my way across that the Kowloon thing. You know, you see them pulling and telling that their life was there. I think I went to Hong Kong from Kowloon. We had much time, I don't think, but I went back.
What did you do for money? Were you issued with the local currency when you stopped in these places?
No, I don't think we were. I didn't know. Or you got so much or something. For sure, we weren't. You were a bit.
So you were issued with some local currency when you went up?
Yes, not very much, mind, because I knew you didn't get much beer. I think I said I'll pay for this, eh? Hong Kong dollar or something. Yeah, we got one or two or something like that as well.
So what else did you do on these brief shore leaves?
Just have a look around. I think we were very near.
Were you warned?
Yeah, I think we were, but surely we could have, you know, watch behind.
Did anybody go astray?
No, I couldn't remember anybody, no. Everybody seemed to be back. They had to be back at a certain time, but they had to be bored again, you know. They were in the harbour. They didn't come. It was an experience, though. Anyway, that.
Where to from Hong Kong, then?
That was like a Korean, it was. From Hong Kong. Well, there was one stop on this, Colombo. Surrender. I missed that one. I knew we were doing another route march. We did it one there as well.
Did the route march there, right.
And that's before Hong Kong. We have to look at that. Because I'm sure we, you know, we ran up the Nappy Club. The photo again. And what will we do? A route show? So, I think it was me and Teddy Brown and Billy Button and I'm crossing the ring for me over here. And we did a real move for him. And he seemed to keep this in the dark. And we brought that man, we looked at each other and we just jumped. You know, I thought he was hijacking it, what he thought he was going to take away or something. Well, where, you know, Billy, you told me where, anyway. So we jumped out like we were. And you could see the other one, the other big show was in front of him, it was just like the main road, and he was shouting left and right, but he couldn't catch it. And there was an Nappy Club there. The tell you what I had on it, a tin of pineapples. I bought a tin of pineapples and made Nappy there before I had a drink of beer. I was hungry, like, you know, I just had one there. So I always remember that in the road.
So how long did the journey out to Korea take in total?
It was way. I think we're 6 weeks in the deer or something like that.
There must have been quite a bit of boredom set in on the board.
Yeah, I mean, when you weren't doing anything, I mean, I used to just lie in the book and didn't read, you know, papers or magazines that you could find. Next year, that was the corner that we used to play three card driving at. There was a lad on him, and he was from London. He was really tricksy, you know. He was no good lad, he was a good friend on the ground. We would do card tricks and that, and I told him, I said, I didn't play cards with you. But I never did.
What did they think of the gambling on the ship, and was it, did they turn a blind eye to it?
Well, yeah, I never could.
Was it against the rules?
They were never caught. We were never doing trouble or anything like that. They just, they had much money. Money had his pittance. So it wasn't much money.
So can you, where would you have landed at Korea? Can you remember?
Busan. Yeah. Mm.
And that would be in the summer of?
We said it took 6 weeks, September.
It was September when you got to Busan.
Middle of September, about end of September, I got there. It was still fine then. Yeah. So we went to Busan, we docked. And the Americans, you know, the American, there was a band, the Blacks, came to it.
Can remember what they were playing?
Lots of guitars, you know, the horns and that kind of thing. Was it Twelfth Street Ride and things like that, you know? They said, we're going to get off, we're going to start to play. But everybody sort of went to the other side of the road. You know, they were shouting and going on and that. They all got off, like, I love the band, like, you know, lots of guitars, you know, the way the night and things.
So what happened when you disembarked from the ship?
When we disembarked, we had all our gear, like, we take them, you know, our kid bags, like a carry in the camp. And we were straight on the train. The train waiting.
On the dockside?
Yeah. And we were straight on the rail.
Did you see much of Busan then?
No, a lot, just from the carriage windows.
So you never got into the city itself?
Not then, no.
Well, what was your first reactions then to what to this?
I had a problem with being desolate. I remember that, terrible. Because they nearly went there, you know. I think it was in a big corner, about 6 millimeters or something like that.
So there was damage to the city?
Yes.
Shell damage?
Yeah. But I mean, by the time we got there, it was up because over 30 years probably, so we had a long ride up.
So you came straight off the ship and straight onto a train?
Straight onto a train.
What kind of train was that?
The really old Korean type, you know, seats that were rough.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. We weren't long on before, it was weird. There was no coming down, you know.
Was this the whole battalion?
Yeah. Well, I think the battalion was on the train. I wouldn't like to see it straight away, but we were, because the air company was the first to get off. And then on the train.
Can you remember what the carriages were like?
They were like old wooden things, you know. In fact, I think the wooden seats. Really old. They're very uncomfortable. Some windows open, some windows didn't. You know, for the journey up. And at most sort of the station.
So where did you go to from there?
I went, I think it was about the 38th parlour, somewhere up that way. There was a camp there. And we were like, we're leaving the ETS and that.
Oh, yes.
So that's when I met the mates again, you know, and there was a ton of experience.
These are the lads you're with your initial training with. And they'd gone into the case line.
Yeah, when he was coming home. He hadn't been on with that, hadn't been on in the battalion. But when he was running the one, he was coming back in the case line.
So he'd got out of Korea before you?
Yeah. With Ken, had to stop. I think the sequel became the team. So I didn't see him, like, you know, enough of the game in Korea.
Can you remember which town you went to on the train?
Not really. No, I can't remember the towns.
How long did that train journey last then?
I think it took about 24 hours or more. Maybe longer.
So, full days?
Yeah. I had to grow up on the train, like, sitting up in the supermarket in the container. Plus, when we stopped at the station, I don't know what used to happen when we got brought food off the trains. It was almost there, somebody found food. So, we brought food, I didn't know what we needed. I don't money or not. So, we had their food now as well.
Did you stop very much on the way?
Yeah, but remember we did.
Were you allowed off the train?
No, we never got off the train. So, we had station where the camp was.
Well, what was your reactions to the countryside in general?
I think it was barren. Because we got near up the north. The north is more mountainous. South Korea wasn't bad, but yeah, it was mountainous. I think up far up where we got to, it was mountainous. And then we took over from the KCI to the camp way back, you know. We saw a graph, I think it was, and then we handed over in the case that I went there.
Got onto the train?
Yeah. And then where did they come back on the train? I don't know. And then back to Busan. Well, that's when we took over the camp there.
Just talking about the journey up there, did you see much damage? Much evidence of the war?
Yeah, the place is flat. You know, it was really rough. So, I mean, I've been up and down about, I think it was 3 times. And I've been pushed back, pushed, you know. So, there was a lot of damage in that place.
And it was quite obvious even from the train journey.
Yeah. You could see it. Wasn't a very nice sight, I guess. I think that's when you start to think where we're going.
Yeah, what was going through your mind?
Yeah, where we're going, really, you know. What's it going to be like? Well, you know, what's happening? This is it.
Because here, for the first time, you'd actually seen evidence of the war that was going on.
Yeah.
I know you saw a little bit in Berlin, but that, of course, was history, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. But when you went to the battle zone, in that camp, where you're going to camp, just.
Can you remember where that was then?
No, not really. I can't remember the names. No.
So where you embarked from the train, was that a big town?
No, it was just like a sign where we stopped. You know, because that's where I met Ken and Johnson. They'd come out to see and that's when I saw him from the college. It was just like a sign. As we got off, the case started getting on.
Was that far from the camp then?
No, I didn't think it was very far. We had a mask in the camp, I don't think it was very far now. It was just a fair sized camp, where I went out of the battalion.
Was it just the battalion in?
Yeah, well, no, yes. Just the Durhams.
Just the Durhams?
Yeah.
And that was a tented camp?
Yeah, it was a tented, yeah. I think it was a bomb. I was like I say, the airport could be. I think it would be about 10 hours in the car in there. We had in the area next to the bed, you know, like bunk beds. It was like a permanent camp. And we had the bunk beds.
So, how were they arranged? Were you arranged in companies?
Yeah, we had your own area. A company, B company, C company, D company, you know, and all.
And then what else was arranged from?
It was a Nafi. There was a Nafi.
Was that tented as well?
Yeah.
And then you would have your S company use?
Yeah, the support company. We had the places. Our headquarters could be.
And then your headquarters could be?
Jeffries. We were all separated.
Did you have much to do with Jeffries?
Not really, I knew through being with me with Donoghue. He could use the company when I was there.
What did you think of him?
Yeah, he was a great book. I always did. He liked his men. I mean, he speaks well of the National Servicemen. The National Servicemen, any time he used to see it. He was a great book. Now, when I used to go to Mummies, wouldn't go to the UW in the gym to the, you know, the headquarters.
Battalion headquarters?
Yeah, battalion headquarters. Mm.
Did you have much to do with battalion headquarters?
Just when the major, that was all I know about.
Just your general running messages? Yeah.
I mean, I had mates in it. Brian Peary and my SSC. And Brian was ministerial chaplains. He was his other way.
So you, I mean, while we're on the subject, your company headquarters was quite a small group of people. What about your battalion headquarters?
It was a big one, really. But such had the seniors running and then, you know, the MT, and things like that. So it was a big company, really. I mean, I was my company's headquarters. The mate was near toilet.
You mentioned him before.
They were all new. I mean, you were chairman us in the tent of your own, I don't know, about 10 of us in the area.
Was all the rest, was the MT, that your motor transport, was all that with you there? How would all that got there? I presume, because you're mostly talking about things like Brengham carriers and your motor transport.
The trouble away from the GSI. I think they did away with the Brengham carriers then. I can't remember the one after that. I think it was...
Because you'd used them in your training earlier, hadn't you?
Yeah, had, but I think we did away with them then, because it was the hills in Korea. It was mostly jeeps. I mean, they were jeep driver. You know, people like that.
Was this your own transport? Had it come across with you?
No, we took it over in the
KSLI. So you just took over the KSLI's transport with your own men?
Yeah. I think the old transport would be left in Dorley, in Bransmith, where you had a hauling company with the transport back there. But since the lad I went down with, we don't push him out of there. He was told him he was in his brother. But there was only one who could go to Korea. And it was the oldest one that went to Korea. And John Cruthers, you call him, he did his time at Bransworth.
Spent his whole time at Bransworth? Yeah. Why was that then?
Because there was only one brewer allowed to go on that service. So he did his time there. And he said, well, even when you didn't live there, he used to go home every night.
So, getting back to the camp, and just talk just a little bit generally about the conditions there. You mentioned about 8 to 10 to a tent, bunk beds.
We had bunk beds. The malaria nets.
Malaria nets.
Because it was warm.
Well, because we're talking about September, but it was still warm, was it?
Still very warm, Still very warm. We had to put them down. I made sure I had it down and I took them.
Was this for the mosquitoes and the flies? Was there much of it about?
I can't remember anybody being slung around there. I can't remember anybody getting it. Like I said, it was a lot of you call it Woodbridge. That was the only one I ever saw in malaria. That was on the boat. And we had a canyon from the deck I was on. Up there, gangways on a stretcher. I think we knew it off a few times. To the medical place, you know. That was the only one I ever saw. He was cold and he was hot. We've been out in Rio.
Yes, he mentioned that, yes. Yeah. But did he return to duty?
Yeah, he was out in Korea, I think. I don't know whether he ever had any more trouble in that he was not sure yet.
So, again, going back to the tents, did you have your equipment with you in your tent?
Yeah,
did you have lockers?
Yeah, I think we just underneath the bunk. which I didn't know later. I mean, they weren't strict now as what they were in the train or Berlin.
No, was there much in the way of kit inspection and no, or anything?
I mean, you still had to be there, keep yourself very clean and your rifle or anything like that. I think that's when I got the Sten gun then. I think we bought them when I got the Sten gun. That was my personal weapon. It was good now, it's killed that other weapon.
We'll come on to the training and routine duties in a while. Talking generally about the conditions in the camp, and we mentioned the tents. What about rations and food?
We did well with rations. It was a low, I think, really rank. Ranking rations used to come up in there.
Can you remember what these rations were? What the American rations consisted of?
It was like hash, sausage, tin sausage. For the cook house, the main meals, they were all right. You know, we had eaten as down the menu. You know, you had to eat it as good night.
You went hungry.
Yeah, you went hungry unless you had some of what you bought at the menu or something like that. Which we did, we bought Eisenbahn or chocolate. I think I got mine. I did not know, you know. I mean, I was lucky I didn't smoke. So, time I did throw me cigarettes, you know.
So, were the meals regular? Were there any problems getting meals in the camp?
No, not then, not then.
At that time, I'm talking about.
I didn't get well fed then. We did the training, we were still training up in the hills. I see if you'd done it, you couldn't get up that hill, you couldn't go. You know, you see, you're that way. But the thing was, you'd go up, so you had to go up.
We'll mention training in a minute. Before I move off the subject of food and other things, what was the sanitation like? You mentioned before your friend who, the latrine digger. Was it latrines in the camp?
Yeah. The big hole and the tubes in the tub. Maybe about half a dozen or maybe more.
Where were they? Were they on a company basis or? Was the one for each company or one for each platoon? Can you remember how?
I think it was the company. I think it was the company board. You know.
Was that tended off?
Yeah, it was on its own.
But it was, once inside, it was all open, was it?
Yeah. What they used to do is,
and it was just a hole in the ground covered by?
Yeah, the seats,
a plank of wood with holes in, more or less.
And to have a rough, you know, it used to be a hole, then it was like a shell. You used to put in, couldn't go on bricks or something, DDT and all that, you know, I think it was, you had to do all that, mate. That was where you get a muffin, you know. You were, I think they were pretty right around the company, just in case you want to. So that was his permanent job, right? I mean, he used to like it. I mean, he was like me, I think, he was with company headquarters then, I mean,
so he enjoyed that job,
did he?
It must have been an awful smell, was there?
Yeah, well, he used to throw that down, you know, and he used to let the bee run about and so I hope they do DDT and stuff like that, you know, the white stuff and things like that.
So that was thrown around quite liberally, was it?
Yeah, and down the toilets, nothing like that. It had to be the rats. I mean, you wouldn't know in the rat infested places and nothing like
that. Did you see much evidence of that?
I've seen all the rats. Yeah.
Even in that camp?
Yeah, I remember, I think I saw some very famous.
What about washing facilities?
Yeah, we used to have your face from Thinking, you know, for your washing hot water, you know.
So it was hot water?
It was like it used to be, I think it used to be heated up at the end, on a heater, boiler. And you used to just use it for swimming, you know.
Baths, showers?
And you used to have your bath, shower piece, that was erected. Most of them was done by monks. Good art. A lot of places, if you were out, you did have to have a shower somewhere, you could wear a different set of clothes, and clothes now. From then, you know.
So how often could you get a shower?
Yeah, well, that was one thing with, I think we...
Because it'll be quite hot on hygiene.
Yeah, that's what they emphasise, you know, hygiene, keep yourself clean, you know. And when you see that shit, you couldn't really have that even in the winter. But then you say you didn't shave on the morning, it was cold. You shaved during the day and heated the water up. You know. The morning was really good and the winter was frozen. There's the winter come on, mate.
Yeah. But you still had to wash and keep yourself clean and keep your kit clean.
Yeah, I mean, change your socks and your clothes and all that. You had it. I mean, you could have gotten disease.
You say you didn't see anybody actually catching any disease.
No,
did you see any evidence of...